Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm at Kipp Middle School here in Brooklyn. I had to stop by to see my teacher, my man, Mr. Perry, who has an amazing wrestling club for amazing, amazing children, who just inspired me so much when I just walked into that room. And I can feel their passion, I can feel the love that they have for me, and I just wanted to give it right back. They ask the best questions, and for such young, inspiring people to come with these questions, man, they're so prepared for the future, they're so prepared for the now, and I'm just so inspired by the school to see how incredible that they're teaching these amazing students.
Chances are you'll have seen on your timeline clips from the kids at Kipp Amp Middle School's after-school wrestling club. They get together, watch classic matches, and just share their love for wrestling. In turn, wrestling has loved them right back. We've seen fans and wrestlers alike retweeting these wonderful videos, and it even led to what you heard just there, a surprise appearance by Sasha Banks. Here to talk all about it and much more is teacher from Kipp Amp and the mind behind the After School Wrestling Club. It's Victor Taylor Perry. Mr. Perry, I love the club.
Thank you.
I think when I was at school, I think I'd have benefited from a school like the one you're doing. So how did the After School Club all come to be?
It was not planned. It was not something that just, I was like, when we started an after school program, it just happened randomly. I was teaching one day, and while the kids were working independently, like doing their work, I just got on my phone and saw that Bianca Belair was coming to New York City for a meet and greet. And then I saw that also Survivor Series was coming to New York City. And I was just kind of like, I've never been to a WWE event, like a real one. So let me go. And so I said out loud, I'm going to meet Bianca Belair. And there's a little kid who was sitting right next to me. I was like, what? I like Bianca. And I was like, you don't watch wrestling? He said, yes, I love it. And so I was like, well, I'm going to take you. And so I took him to meet Bianca. And when we were there, we won raffle tickets out of like the thousands that were there to go to Monday Night Raw that Monday. And so I got to take him to Monday Night Raw, and it was just such an incredible experience. And he came back the next day and was telling all his peers, like, I got to do this with Mr. Perry. Like, he was showing them the pictures and the videos. And so all the other kids were like, well, I wanted to go. I like wrestling. Or some of the kids are kind of like, what is wrestling? Da, 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 da. And so I was like, if I started a club, like if like we started watching matches and, you know, we learn about the business, would you guys be interested? And like all the class said, yeah. So I was like, great. But five showed up during the lunch and recess. And so it started out small, like it was just a few of us, but it grew throughout the year, starting like December, January, February. The kids were going back telling the other kids, like, it's really fun. Like, the matches are cool. There's people who look like us. And so it just grew into what it is now. We have about, I would say, we have 37 kids, but out of the 37, I would say 25 are like actively watching the programming every week.
It's interesting, the thing that you say there, how one of the students said, it's people that look like us. And that's a really important part of the club, isn't it?
It is. The earlier matches that I showed, it was Bianca and Sasha, Carmelo Hayes, Ricochet, Bobby Lashley, Big E. You know, I wanted to show them wrestlers who look like them because I didn't have that growing up. You know, it was few and far in between. And so just to see how the girls, especially that didn't think wrestling was cool, they're like, oh, my God, I love Bianca and Sasha. Like, and so they're watching it for those two. And then you have the fellas who are just like, I want to be cool, like Carmelo, like I want that swag and, you know, that confidence. And I'm just like, yeah, if I had that as a kid, I probably wouldn't be a teacher. I'd probably be a pro wrestler, you know?
What have the other teachers made of the club that you've put on?
They're supportive. Haven't had any pushback. They know it now. Like at first it was like an eye roll when we're in teacher meetings and I'm just like, I want to do wrestling. I want to do my bulletin board as wrestling. I want to do my classroom bulletin boards as wrestling. They were like rolling their eyes. Like, come on, Perry, no one likes wrestling. But I'm like, no, they do. And you're missing out on it. And so now it's a culture thing, you know, like, it's like the whole school knows that I'm that teacher that loves wrestling and they don't bother me. Like during our lunch and recess, I'm like, that's my sacred time with my kids. That's when we're watching wrestling. And so if you hear them cheering and screaming and hollering, just know that they're having a good time.
And what's amazing has been the wrestlers have interacted with this as well. When we've seen clips going online, we've seen Carmelo Hayes, who's just, you know, been sharing what you guys are doing. There's been a lot of love for Carmelo Hayes. But Sasha Banks came along to the school. And I'm fascinated to know how all of that came together with Sasha Banks coming along to see the wrestling club.
Yeah, that was, I watched it back actually yesterday and I was just sitting there like, oh, this actually happened. They've seen a lot of Sasha matches. She's one of my favorite wrestlers. So of course I want to show them her match. But it wasn't until I showed them Bayley and her Hell in a Cell that they loved the storyline. You know, like it was intense. You know, they could relate to the storyline. Your best friend turns on you. And so I posted a clip on Twitter of the kids reacting. And I was like I said, it was during lunch and recess. So after I went back to teaching and I kept seeing my phone light up throughout the day. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, what's going on? So I looked at my phone and it went viral. And I was just kind of like, okay, this is crazy. This is kind of cool. And so I went home and was, you know, playing 2K with my kids, the WWE game. And I saw where it said Mercedes Vernado has retweeted. And then it said Mercedes Vernado quote tweet, retweets or whatever. I was like, wait, is that Sasha? I was like, because there's a lot of troll accounts that use wrestlers' names. So I was just like, yeah, this probably is a troll. But it wasn't. It was her. And she said she got to come to our school. And so I was just like, whoa, like, is she serious? At least she saw the video. Like, that's cool. So I showed the kids the next day and they're like, Mr. Perry, you got to bring her to our school. And I was like, look, I don't have no connections. I don't know how to make that happen. We're just going to go about our thing, you know, go about our day. You know, she said she wants to come. If she has the time, she will. So a couple months passed. Like, I think it was like a month and a half. And then I got a DM from a person from WWE. And they were like, hey, WrestleMania is over. But Sasha Banks saw this tweet. And we saw it. And she wants to come to the school. how can we make this happen? We'll be in New York in like 4 weeks, such and such. So let's set up some meetings. And so we did. We had a couple meetings, and then it just happened. You know, it was May 6th. I'll never forget it.
So when Sasha comes into the school, like we've seen the video now, and it's just the kids just light up with Sasha Banks in there. What were some of the things that that Sasha Banks was able to impart to the kids? What were some of the lessons that they took away that day?
Oh, goodness. Life lessons. They had questions for her. They asked her what it was like to be a woman in WWE. What are some of her favorite matches? You had the cute questions like, what's your favorite food to eat before you wrestle and after you wrestle. They asked questions. One in particular, she has an autistic brother. And so one of the students has an autistic brother. And so she wanted to know how Sasha learned to, you know, help him and support him. And then she explained to them, you know, like she does this for him. It's her way of taking care of him. So I thought that was beautiful. They asked her about who she wanted to face, like some wrestler she wants to face. Rey Mysterio was one. And then, of course, Roman, she wants to face him. But there was one question in particular that was asked about how does she separate Sasha Banks now from Mercedes? And do we see any bit of Mercedes show up on television? Because we know that if we watched her documentary, WWE Evil, and, you know, she struggled with her mental health as far as like trying to figure out who she is versus the character and like why she took that break. So her answer that she shared was just powerful because I think it helped my students realize that, you know, their authentic selves can show up in any space that they choose to live in. And they have to remember that that is their authentic self, regardless of what other people might place upon them or see them as. So I thought it was a dope way for her to answer that question.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Club goers do we have now? Because you say we started at 5. Where are we at now in terms of numbers?
37, 38 that are on our roster for 6th grade. But we have about 20 to 25 that comes every day. And then in our group chat, so I have a group chat where like that's where all the magic happens. Like that's where we're texting. We have about 15 kids.
Wow. That's and all just in love with wrestling. And this is all building to something that looks like is going to be a life-changing event for next year, because you're planning something for a handful of your students to be a part of. Do you want to talk to us about it?
Yes. So I want to take them to WrestleMania. I've never been, so that's going to be fun. But most of them have never been to a live event. And so we're taking them to Madison Square Garden next month. But I want to take them to WrestleMania. You know, I want them to feel that joy and that magic that you can only experience at WrestleMania. And so several podcasts, Black Wrestling, The A Show, and The Black Announce Table, they reached out to me and they were like, hey, we see what you're doing. It's amazing. We want to give back to the community. We want to partner with you to start a GoFundMe so that we can send your kids to WrestleMania. And so that's what we're working on right now. That's something that I'm passionate about. I want it to happen. I know that it will. I'm going to have good faith and believe that it will. We've already raised $4,000, which is crazy, like in 7 days. It's like, what? Like, this is amazing. So we're still working hard to really push it so that we can take as many kids that I can possibly manage, you know, to LA to go to WrestleMania.
It's incredible. There is a GoFundMe set up now. And if you are able to help that dream come to life, check the description of this podcast. The GoFundMe link is there. We'll stick it on our Twitter as well. We'll shout about it from the rooftops. And we want to get some of the wrestling club to WrestleMania this year. If people haven't yet experienced the joy that comes from the videos that we've seen online, where can people find you and where can people keep up to date with what you guys are doing?
Yeah, so you can follow me on Twitter, Wallflower Perry, that's P-E-R-R-Y, on Twitter, and then Instagram, Wallflower Named Perry. But Twitter is where all the magic happens. It's where you'll find all the amazing video clips of the kids in the wrestling club.
Incredible. Victor Taylor Perry, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about the club. And best of luck getting them to WrestleMania. We've got to make that a thank thing.
You. I'll keep you updated.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.